Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, and the Oklahoma City Police Department discriminate against those who have behavioral health issues and unnecessarily institutionalize adults, allegedly putting adults in long and repeated psychiatric hospital stays when it's not warranted. During the investigation, the state and city initiated improvements. Oklahoma's Attorney General calls the report a last-minute attempt to bully the state and overreach by the outgoing administration. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least a dozen states are on alert for the first major winter storm of the new year. There are currently 45 million Americans under winter weather alerts from Kansas to the East Coast, with many of those bracing for a major winter storm beginning Saturday night and lasting into Monday. Already more than 30 inches of snow have fallen near Utica, New York. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
100.9 WRCO. 100.9
WRCO. Hey, homecoming queen, why do you lie when somebody's mean? Where do you hide? Do people assume you're always alright? Been so good at smiling most of your life. Look damn good in the dress, zipping up the mess, dancing with your best foot forward. Does it get hard to have to play the part? Nobody's feeling sorry for you. But what if I told you the world wouldn't end if you started showing what's under your skin? Your daddy teach you how to act tough, or more like your mama, sweep it under the rug. Look damn good in the dress, zipping up the mess, dancing with your best foot forward. Did you want the crown, or does it weigh you down? Nobody's feeling sorry for you. What if I told you the world wouldn't end if you started showing what's under your skin? What if you let them all in on the lie, even the homecoming queen cries? Yeah, what if I told you the sky wouldn't fall if you lost your composure, said to hell with it all?
That was Kelsea Ballerini with Homecoming Queen on WRCO 100.9 FM. High school basketball should be coming up soon. It'll be Richland Center hosting Dodgeville, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And I just wanted to give you the forecast. I kind of missed it there earlier. Sorry about that. So for tonight, look for mostly clear and frigid conditions. Wind chill values near 10 below with a low of 5. Winds northwest 10 to 20. Sunny and still cold tomorrow. Breezy and feeling around 10 to 5 below with a high of 18. And winds will be northwest 5 to 15 and clear and cold with calmer winds. And the low will be around 3. Right now in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour, making it feel like 3 degrees out there. And our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 14 degrees. Coming up next is Chris Jansen with All I Need Is You.
Ticket worth a million bucks and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is. A Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you. Till the day I die, I'm all yours if you're all mine.
fine. I ain't got much, but I'm damn proud of this double wide up in the pines. I'll do whatever it takes, I'll go to my grave, protecting me and mine. So you better understand, if you step on my land, I'll leave you where you lie, let the wolves cry.
That was Brian Martin with Wolves Cry on Country and Community. Time is 7:12, temperature 14 degrees. Winds are out of the east-northeast around 5 miles per hour, making it feel like 5 degrees. Just wanted to pass along this information. The girls' JV game has gone into overtime at Richland Center High School, so it'll be a little bit before we do start our varsity game, but once that other game is completed, we will bring it to you. So other than that, we'll be bringing you some more great music on Country and Community. Coming up next, we have Natalie Stovall and Drive with Baby Come On With It.
Been a month long week and a week long day, feeling like a dog on a real short chain. Ooh, and it's good to go, I'm game.
Baby, come on.
Down by the fireside, give me that.
first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. He took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
That was Neil McCoy with Used Cars at 719, temperature 14 degrees outside, wind chills at two degrees, not two below yet, but 2 degrees. And if you're just tuning in, expecting to hear some pregame action for the high school basketball game between Dodgeville and Richland Center tonight, a little bit of a delay. The JV girls are in overtime, and the score that I got pulled up actually on the stream, this isn't exactly right because there's a little bit of a delay in the video stream. But anyways, there's 122 left, and Richland Center's JV girls are up 23-21. So Phil'll give you a final score on that sometime during his broadcast. So once the JV team gets done playing, we will bring you high school basketball right here on WRCO 100.9. Coming up next is Michael Lynn. If It Ain't One Thing.
Off to work, I couldn't even find not a warm clean shirt. There was no hot water when I jumped in the shower. I know my boss is gonna dock me an hour. The older I get, the more I discover, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I jumped in my car, tried to get motivated. Now I'm stuck in the traffic, all I'm doing is waiting. The fool behind me keeps on blowing his horn. I've got my top laid back and it's coming up a storm. The older I get, the more I discover, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Light bill, phone bill, water and gas. Well, payday comes and it goes so fast.
another. I'm a leaving you. She took the kids and she's going to her mother's. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Life bill, phone bill, water and gas. But payday comes and it goes so fast. There's no way out, I'm telling you, brother.
Songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Hell, everywhere I go, I'm just sticking with the devil I love. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. I rode and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. With the devil I know.
Oh,
That was Sozy Bogus with Drive South at 729. Yes, basketball JV team is still playing. They're going to double overtime. They just started, so still going to have a delay on that varsity game. And right when that starts, we will get that on the air for you, Ken. Hopefully that'll be coming up soon. We'll just see what happens as far as that JV games, unless they go into triple overtime. Hopefully I didn't jinx it on that one, but we'll wait and see what happens. Anyways, right now, just want to let you know, at 729, the temperature is 13 degrees, and it feels like 3 degrees outside. So be sure to bundle up and take precautions in case something happens. If you're driving and your car breaks down, make sure you have something to keep you warm. And just wanted to let you know again tonight, mostly clear and frigid, wind chill values near 10 below, and look for a low of 5 for the actual temperature this evening. But yep, 13 degrees according to the worst floor and home thermometer. Coming up next, we have from 2007, Colin Ray with A Soldier's Prayer.
Tired, I know you're worn, I know you're torn. You're losing all your hope, 'cause you're a long way from home. Oh, I know you're worried, I know you're scared. I'd like to put my arms around you, tell you I care. Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes, what you say. Feel him around you, he's everywhere. Reaching to touch you, know that he's there. Deep in the heart of a wound, he hears a soldier's prayer. Ask, he'll protect you. What's on your mind? It just takes a moment. If you'll take the time, hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes, he hears what you say. Feel him around you, he's everywhere. Reach in to touch you. There, deep in the heart of a
Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do.
Welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, a live broadcast from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse featuring the host Hornets and visiting Dodgeville in area girls basketball. We have a call for you coming up on the radio following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
On the schedule tonight, Ithaca West and girls are wrestling in a tournament at Mauston. For boys basketball, Riverdale is playing Boscobel tonight. Iowa Grant is at Cuba City, Mineral Point at Fenimore, and Southwestern at Darlington. Ithaca is at Wonewoc Center, Westby at Hillsboro, Mauston plays at Nakusa, Kickapoo at Royal, Reedsburg visits Baraboo, Cashton at Seneca, and Pecatonica at Schulzburg. In area girls basketball, Hillsboro at Westby, DeSoto visits New Lisbon. That's both in boys and girls basketball. Brookwood plays at Wazika Steuben. And in the Southwest Conference, Platteville at River Valley, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, and coming up on the radio, Dodgeville at Richland Center. We'll talk to Jeremy Cooey, head girls basketball coach at RCHS, coming up on the pregame show. Simpsons Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There's a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpsons Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this year. Simpsons Tractor has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, today. Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey Jones. This Jeremy, as you look back at the Christmas break, it looked like you played pretty well in those games at Westby. Was that the case?
Yeah, we did well. We had a couple slow spots. You know, we played against Royal. They probably had about their best shooting game of the year that I've seen so far, and so that kind of helped them a little bit. And then Westby, we started out slow and down 11 at half and just came right out on a run and ripped off 11 straight, and then we're just kind of back and forth for the rest of that game.
Did you get some practice time in then, I guess, before the holiday and then one day yesterday, I guess?
Yeah, we didn't do a ton. We got enough in. Wanted to give the girls a little bit of a break, try and get some of our health back. But we came back yesterday and had a great practice, and, you know, we should be ready to go tonight against Dodgeville.
So health-wise, you feel you're pretty strong for the game tonight?
I believe so. We still have, you know, Jory who's out, but outside of that, we've worked through some of the illnesses and some of the little ankle sprains and things like that have been kind of more of a hindrance than anything.
Well, into January, and you get into a lot more of the conference games, and this game with Dodgeville tonight's a pretty important game for the Hornets, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're all important, but this one is a big one. We're going to go out there tonight in we do what we need to do, and the girls know what we need to do, and get this first win and get the monkey off our back for the season.
That's the key. I think you and I have talked about it before, but just learning how to win is a big thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's one of those things where, I don't know, to be perfectly blunt, we're a little bit tired of the moral victories, and we're ready to go out there and just execute for a full game tonight and get the win.
Awesome. We'll have more from Jeremy in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Jeremy, as you look at tonight's game with Dodgeville, let's talk about the matchup. What sticks out about them on the scouting report?
Taking a look, one of the things we're going to see is we have two really young programs going at it. I believe they have a lack of senior leadership, and you know we have Carly as a starting senior and a couple others help on the bench. But I think we're going to have two young teams going at it, and from what I've seen so far, I think we have a pretty effective game plan going into the night.
Do you match up size-wise with them?
I think it's going to be pretty evenly matched. We may have a slight height advantage, but ultimately we're going to take our size and our speed and our ability to go out there and compete with them on the court and show them how we can really play basketball for a full 36 minutes.
With the team, you know, you've been kind of taking baby steps here, and what do you think areas are maybe the areas where you've improved the most from the start of the season until now?
The one thing that we love to see as the coaches is the girls have been going out there and fighting. And the one thing we talk about on, you know, especially the defensive end of the court is, you know, defense is an attitude. And that's something that we can bring every single night, even if our shot might be off for the night. So while we've been working into our offense and getting that dialed in, what I love to see is the effort that the girls have been putting on the court every night.
Friday night at home, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's Friday night. We went out and supported the boys' team beating River Valley last night. Know we're going to have the pep band there tonight. Hopefully the crowd, the boys will be there to support us this evening, and we'll get a win in front of the home fans.
I always say basketball gets us through the winter, doesn't it?
It does, and we even had the conversation that you had mentioned earlier, you know, with coming off the holidays, and that's what Coach Elliott and I let the girls know is, hey, we find out what you're made of after the Christmas break, so we're excited to have this be our first game coming off the holidays and get that first win and then start to add to it the rest of the season.
How's the JV doing these days, Jeremy?
JV's doing well. They've had a little bit of a longer break. They got a couple of young players out there that are really, you know, putting the pressure on defense. And same thing, a little bit of a learning curve as we go through, and everything this year for the entire program has been new from our defense to our offense. And so, you know, getting past those little bit of a hurdles, but really optimistic. We do a lot together in practice, and so having the opportunity to not only work with the varsity girls, but also to work with the girls on the JV team and helping their growth and development, it's exciting to see.
What's it going to take to get by Dodgeville tonight here, bottom line?
More points than they score.
Mm-hmm. That's basic, isn't it?
Pretty much that's it. We need to score more than them, do a good job of controlling the basketball and not turn in and then just do what we need to do, go out and play aggressive defense and play under control on offense and just run through the plays in the system and let the game come to us. And I'm pretty confident that that's all going to happen this evening.
Awesome. Good job. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy, and good luck against Dodgeville.
Thanks, Phil.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hello, everyone. Welcome to high school girls basketball. Yeah, we're getting a little bit later start. It was an exciting JV game won by Richland Center in not one, but two overtimes. 30-28, the final score. The Hornets get over the top and get the victory here tonight in game number one. Game number two features the 1-10 Dodgers. They are 0-2 in the conference. Richland Center at 0-10 and 0-2 in league play. And so the game is coming up here in just a little bit from our WRCO and WRCO Sports Boosters this evening. We look forward to the game. Dodgeville is coached by Hayden Hardiman. We remember Hayden from his high school days in Darlington, now the head coach of the Dodgeville girls, and they sport a very young squad, just one senior, Kayla Brom, and the rest of the players are primarily sophomores and freshmen. They have one junior in Brianna Wasley. I take that back. Skylar Quinn and Brianna Wasley are the two juniors, and the rest rank as sophomores and freshmen. So very similar teams meeting here tonight, and I think it's going to be a great game. We've got it for you. Coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbeck with the Philbeck Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have seven great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philbeck Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All-American Do-It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All-American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All-American. Our team has you covered from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All-American Do-It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
The Hornets and the Dodgers going at it tonight in area girls basketball. Let's look at some of the leaders for the teams for Richland Center. Their leading scorer this year has been likelihood that Carly Meaden, their senior, would be the leader. She has led in scoring along with Ella Weiss, who has come on strong here for them as of late. And some of the other class playing well as well. The likes of J.C. Gander coming in to maybe give some support off the bench in support of Jory Schultz, who is out with injury this year for the Richland Center Hornets. We'll talk about Dodgeville in a moment. Right now, the RCHS Pep Band and our national anthem. job as always. The Richland Center High School Pep Band under the direction of Jeff Behrens. Well, looking at the Dodgeville team, they are led in scoring by Abilene Bartz, who averages nearly 10 points per ball game. Also, Marley McGraw averages just over 7 a ball game. Rebounding leader Marley McGraw just over 5, and Emma Doherty, their leading assist person. And now the starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting Dodgers, adorned in their orange and black uniforms, similar to Richland Center's road uniforms. The Hornets in the home white with orange. Starting tonight for Coach Hayden Hardiman, number 3, a sophomore, Lydia Riley. Number 5, a senior, Kayla Brom. Number 10, Emma Doherty, a freshman. Number 20, Marley McGraw, a sophomore. And number 22, Abilene Bartz, a sophomore. Tonight for the Richland Center Hornets, starting in the uniform number 5, that would be Ella Weiss, who is a sophomore. Also a sophomore, Addie Board, wearing number 10. Kylie Burns, wearing number 12. She is a sophomore. And from there, it's number 23, Carly Meaden, getting the start for the Hornets. And number 15, Reagan Shep, a freshman. Carly, the lone senior. And Ella Weiss will jump center for the Hornets, getting this one going here tonight in front of a very raucous crowd. Jumping center for Dodgeville will be Marley McGraw. Yeah, the crowd is really into that double overtime JV game. Got them warmed up well tonight. Here we go. Tip is in the air, controlled by Dodgeville, and we are underway. Dodgeville, from our left to our right, will set it up. Ball goes to the right, and McGraw down to the baseline. Taking it back now is Bartz, and now back to half court. Hornets hanging in a zone to start here tonight. Dodgeville works it around the horn. Driving to the right side is Riley. Back to the point is McGraw. Left side now moving in is Doherty. McGraw, top of the circle, penetrates a bit. Gives it off now to Riley. Good job as they work it around. The Dodgers try to get it in the middle. The Hornets clogging up the middle. Pass comes to the left side. Bartz back near the half-court line. Doherty. Doherty to Brom over to the right side. Dodgeville working it strong. Here is McGraw, and then the entry pass and a traveling called on Brom. Hornets, good defense. Clogging up the drain. And the Hornets will get the ball, taking it in against a full-court press. The inbounder will be Reagan Shep. Ball comes in play, and they'll set it up along the far side. Shep now up to Weiss. Knocked away from her, and Brom picks it up after a steal. But they call her for stepping out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball right here on the out-of-bounds line, right near the Dodgeville bench. So the Hornets will put it in play. Addie Board grabs the ball, gives it back to Carly Meaden, and Richland Center sets it up. Dodgeville is working the person-to-person. There's a pass on the inside. Shot on the way on the run, no good for Burton.